Across the country, school has started and yellow buses are taking to the roads each morning and afternoon. But just as universal as the yellow school bus is a constant bus driver shortage, Coldell Charco reports.
Janai Rogers eases comfortably into the seat behind the wheel of a 48-passenger yellow school bus. She's been driving school buses for 17 years. Rogers loves getting to connect with students and making them feel valued, especially middle schoolers.
I think because they're still trying to figure out who they want to be, and I think they are the ones that are given the least credit for their age because they're no longer little kids, but they're not yet young adults.
But as fulfilling as the job is, even when she drove in Connecticut years ago, finding enough drivers was a problem.
I find that everywhere. Even I have friends in like Baltimore, Maryland, and all that. Same thing. There's a shortage of drivers everywhere.
She says there are a few reasons.
I think it's probably, I'm not going to lie, it's probably the pay.
Also split hours during the day and the fact that it can be hard to get up to 40 hours of work in a week. And living in some school districts can be more expensive than what drivers can afford. Rogers drives a bus in Chapel Hill, but says a lot of her coworkers can't afford to live there.
I've noticed a lot are driving almost an hour away. Some are living in Burlington. Some are living in Bahama.
Brad Johnson is well aware of all these issues. He's the transportation director of Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools. To deal with the bus driver shortage, they make other accommodations.
And the way we've approached that problem is that we've consolidated 3 bus routes for the opening of schools.
But that didn't solve the problem completely. Earlier this summer, the district superintendent sent out an SOS email to parents desperately searching for bus drivers. Along with that, Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools started offering a $1,000 bonus for drivers, and it's proven effective. 19 drivers are going through training now and will be ready to go soon after school starts.
And the remaining 9 buses that we have available open for the beginning of school, we will cover with part-time employees and also with office staff.
This bus driver shortage is in every corner of the state, and it's a problem that goes back a long way. But back in the 1930s through the late 80s, districts across the country had a unique solution.
Yeah, I drove for Hickory City Public School System in 1986 and 1987, which would have been my junior and senior years of high school.
That's David Duncan. Today, he's in charge of a plastics and wire company. But back then, he was one of many students to drive school buses before and after his own classes. And he excelled.
And so my senior year was the year that I was voted or bestowed the great honor of being the school bus driver of the year. So I've had a lot of fun with that over the years with my kids and friends.
Duncan said he was surprised to hear that there is a shortage of bus drivers. He just figured they'd always be able to find students who could drive buses. But right after he stopped driving in 1988, the U.S. Labor Department banned 17-year-olds from driving school buses in North and South Carolina, the last 2 states to still let students drive buses. Nowadays, there are a lot more restrictions and certifications to become a school bus driver. You have to have a good driving record, get a commercial driver license, and you have to be at least 18 years old. Coldell Charco, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.